The Colorado Rebound Approaches by me, John Caldera, published January 14th, 2024. Never since the passage of our Taxpayers' Bill of Rights in 1992 have I been more optimistic about the possibility of Coloradans winning back the lost personal and economic freedoms stolen by the government Leviathan. No, I have not been ingesting the state's newly deregulated psychedelic mushrooms. I make this observation after taking an honest inventory of the political condition of our state as I have worked in Colorado politics for well more than three decades. As I wrote last week, the Colorado GOP is a lost cause for the next several years. This is a painful but necessary process, like an addict going through the hell of withdrawal to realign candidates to the new political truths of the state. Though difficult to swallow, conservatives will need to come to terms with electoral reality. Colorado is a pro-choice, if not downright pro-abortion, state. Saving the unborn will have to come from the demand side, changing the hearts of pregnant women, not the supply side of banning the procedure. Colorado is a pro-cannabis state. That genie isn't going back in its bottle. Colorado is a pro-LGB, lesbian, gay, bisexual, state. Colorado is an environmentalist state. Colorado will never vote for President Donald Trump. These are difficult realities for some, and though not permanent, nothing is in politics, they will not change precipitously. But in her bones, Colorado is not pro-tax, pro-regulation, pro-crime, or pro-woke. The current leftist regime in power is severely out of touch with voters. And it's harder to blame conservative boogie monsters for all the ills of the state when they haven't been in power for decades. Colorado will want economically conservative, yet socially accepting candidates. Over time, and after more painful election cycles, like 2024 will be, new Republican-ish candidates, perhaps unaffiliated, are going to figure this out. It will be easier for Republicans to dump their social, moralistic, and Trumpy baggage than it will be for progressives to dump their economically devastating command and control mission. Colorado's economy will be the driver for the Colorado rebound in years to come. The worst way to lose is slowly, giving time for people to acclimate to the decline. California is a perfect example of this. The economic policies that plagued California started in the 1960s and grew slowly and increasingly after. Only now, some 60 years later, are the devastating impacts obviously crippling Cali. An effective income tax rate of 14% for the state's most productive, energy prices and brownouts spiraling out of control, and talk of a wealth tax are just some of the reasons for the grand Californian exodus. California is dying of a slow-moving, metastasizing economic cancer caused by governmental overreach. And even now, most voters there don't realize the patient is terminal. The cancer has grown gradually over generations, making it opaque. Colorado faces a similar fate, but what took California six decades is happening here in one decade. It's not just great-grandparents here saying, "I remember when." Young people will remember an economically vibrant, safe, and clean Colorado. The economic destruction being caused by the current progressive establishment will soon begin to be felt in earnest, though it will still take many years to fill its full force. Policies take a long time to achieve the full brunt of their consequences. Denver's minimum wage of $18.19 the first year of the state's family leave program paying out costly, unreachable energy mandates, the regulatory murders of the oil and gas, ranching, farming, and mining industries. These are just a few of the reasons Colorado will economically leapfrog California into an economic wasteland, losing quickly. We are already witnessing how Colorado is becoming repellent to investment. For several decades, Colorado was the go-to place for people fleeing California, New York, Illinois, making our population explode. But that Colorado rush is over. People are still fleeing those failed government states, but according to demographics, they're not moving to Colorado nearly as much. We're basically treading water population-wise. When Colorado isn't the place people want to come, you know things are going bad. And fortunately, going bad fast. In the future, 6 to 10 years, voters will be desperate for palatable economic conservatives to undo the harm inflicted by progressives. The question is whether conservative donors are willing to fund the long, boring work between now and then to make winning possible. But that's a topic for another column.